This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Have you ever been robbed?
That's exactly what you're asking you. And you're going to go through your messages a bit later on. Right now, we're getting into a conversation because we've heard and experienced a lot of robbery stories, especially where people get robbed downtown, middle of the day, in full view of everyone. But in most cases, everyone continues with their business, barely doing anything to help. But what's the best thing to do when you're getting robbed in full view of people? We thought, why not bring an expert into this conversation? We're talking to security expert and private investigator Mike Ball-Hayes, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, Mike. Are you well?
Morning. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Now, thank you for joining us. Now, Mike, let's look at some of the first or the biggest mistakes that people make when getting robbed, especially, getting robbed downtown. What are the mistakes that we are making as citizens?
The first thing is drawing attention.
Okay.
If you're going to go out and you look like a Kardashian, then you're going to draw attention. And if you walk out with beautiful bags, lots of bags, you're going to draw attention. Secondly, first of all, you shouldn't do that. So secondly, people are unawares. They think it can't happen to them. They go shopping or they go and do any deal wherever, but they don't do a proper verification, identification, and a risk analysis. Even today, if you go to a mall, it's best to just check up. Just find out, is the security good? Let everybody know in your family and friends you are going. This is how bad it is. You need to let people know where you're going and what you're going to do, especially if you're going to spend money or going to make a deal. And then thirdly, you must be aware, even if you drive to a place and if you do business in any way like construction or any major deal, you must follow the first two rules in any way. You have to be very careful and vigilant, because if you're not in South Africa, you're a target. So it boils down to this. The criminals are constantly aware for two things: opportunity to commit crime, and secondly, planning crimes to perpetrate those crimes on people that are of worth. So if you look or come across as valuable, you are merchandise.
Okay, all right. But then how would you advise us to behave or act during the robbery? Should I fight back if I've been taking some, self-defense classes, or should I just let it happen? You know, do I scream for help? How do you advise us to act in a situation like that?
Well, you know, a criminal with a gun, you call sir. So whatever he requires, you'll do. It's an identification at the situation. If you are well trained, if you are physically able, fit, and capable, then you can take the criminal down. But if it's a group and they've got weapons and there's lives in danger, imminent danger, then I would suggest you totally and absolutely don't make eye contact, don't provoke them, give them what they want, and that's it. Get it over and done with. Obviously, try and get as much information about the crime in as possible, and then later afterwards give it to the authorities. But you cannot today take a chance, because, you know, they might even shoot, and not shoot you, but shoot somebody behind you. Yeah. So you have to be very, very careful and assess the situation in 30 seconds and then make an informed decision.
Well, talking about passers-by, as a person witnessing a robbery, is it wise for me to get involved and try to help out? Because you get people who are getting robbed shouting for help and shouting for assistance. If I'm a witness or a passerby, what should I do?
The same things. You have to make it in an extreme, quickly, an identification, evaluation, and a risk analysis of the situation. You cannot just come running in and then there's further guns blazing and more deaths. You have to assess the situation and then make a call. If the person is being robbed by one person and he has got no weapons, and it's an elderly lady, and you are a passerby, and you can, and you're willing, able, and capable, you should. This is a serious problem in South Africa because South Africans don't actually stand together. And this is one of our biggest problems, not standing together against crime, and that means physically as well. But you cannot just get involved unless you've got a bit of a knowledge. And, you know, the people should listen to what I say today, re-listen to it and make notes. And as you've previously said, you know, they should get to some level where they can defend themselves, some good exercises and some, you know, there's so much available on. You don't have to go to a guru to teach you this. You can teach yourself at home quite a lot if you just use what's on the internet available.
Okay, we're going to leave our conversation here. Thank you so much for coming through and sharing this very important note with us. We appreciate your time. That's Mike Bolhaze, who's a security expert and private investigator.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.